The story of the Seer of Patmos. A word to the reader. The history of this world is fast closing. Events are taking place in the physical, political, and spiritual world, which show that we are living in a crisis such as has never been since the creation of this world. The voice of innocent blood creeth from the ground. The nations are angry. Not one nation, but all the nations of earth, look forward with fearful apprehensions to what is coming. The prophet, in view of this time, exclaims, "Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night?" The watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night, the glorious morn of salvation that will bring deliverance to the people of God, and the night of eternal death to those who reject the repeated warnings given in the Word of God." Through John on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord lifts the veil and lets us see the history of the Church in its relation to the world. Seven times the prophet exhorts all who have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We invite all to a careful perusal of the contents of this book, with the prayer that God will impress minds by His Holy Spirit. It is not the design of the writer of the story of the Seer of Patmos to arouse discussion and awaken controversy upon theoretical points, but to tell the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. The book is written in a narrative style, and the symbols are explained by the marginal references, so that the reader will readily find a mine of rich treasure in the book. The entire book of Revelation is printed in italics on the margin of the pages, together with several thousand other scriptures which throw light on the subject. We earnestly pray that God's blessing may rest upon the readers, and that the book may help many to become better acquainted with the book of all books, the Word of the living God. Yours in the blessed hope, SNH.